It is in the character of God to give us deeper experiences on a daily basis. God has a word for you today. Victor Oluwadamilare of the Ecclesia Embassy brings you this life-enhancing teaching. Pay attention.
You be God, you know, be man, no. You be God, you know, be man, no. Mighty Jesus.
As I sing this song or songs, as I'm led, focus. I'm a target on what you want him to do. He knows you better than I do. He loves you better than I do. He's more passionate. He has so much feelings for you, for whatever you're going through, than I do. So stretch your faith and allow God to do whatever he wants to do with you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You be God. You know me, man. You be God. You know me, man. Master Jesus. Them their meat in their season. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Please, you may be seated. So watch out for your testimonies. Let that amen be strong right now. Watch out for your testimonies.
I told you 2-3 months ago, he said, anything you say over them will come to pass. So if you don't have faith, you don't have it. So you see people coming the next service, they say, he said, that's all. Is that okay? So watch out for your testimonies. Before the close of Monday, tomorrow, something remarkable will happen in your life. I remember I said that about last week or 2 weeks ago. I said, they will give someone, but they will remove the person and put you there. And that's what happened to that lady. It's all about what you want to believe. Whose report will you believe? That is the one that will see the hand of the Lord. I decree in the name of Jesus. Because Monday, I showed you one scripture in the course of the night. It said, have you not commanded your day in the morning? I get what I'm trying to say. And that should be, I think, Job 38, verse 12 thereof. Because Monday has a date. It's called the 17th of May. I speak to the morning of this Monday. That before the close of this Monday, something miraculous will happen to you. In the name of Jesus. Now, we began the gifts of the Spirit last week. I welcome you, every one of you, in the name of the Lord. We began the gifts of the Spirit last week, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And then we looked at what the Lord said about them, the nine of them. Like I said earlier, it's more than nine, but Paul, by the Spirit of God, was just limited to those nine. And today, we want to begin the revelation gifts. If you remember, they are divided into three classes. Number one, revelation gift. Number two, power gift. Number three, inspirational gift. The revelation gifts are word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment of spirit. The power gifts are word of faith, the gift of healing and the working of miracle. And then the inspirational gifts are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. So today we want to, by the Spirit of God, look at the revelation gifts, which are actually the move of the Spirit or the manifestation of the Spirit that deals with revealing things to us, exposing us to things beyond the natural, exposing us to realities of the present and the past and the future, things concerning our lives. So the first one here is the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. Don't forget, my brothers and sisters, from 1 Corinthians, please write it down. I swear those of us that were not around last Sunday service, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 to verse 11, showed to us how that this gift, we must not be ignorant of them, how that this gift, they are for our profiting, how that this gift, the Holy Spirit is willing to give to us, how that this gift, that it is the same Holy Spirit, but different diverse manifestations, and how that finally this gift, if we desire them, all we need to do is to covet them. That's verse 31 of that 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Glory to God. Now, so we want to break it down. And like I said to the people in the first service, I will try my best not to rush. And I'll be very practical. I'll bring it to our daily living so that we can begin to appropriate it for real. Our walk in the Spirit is actually supposed to be the sweetest of them all. Until you understand this, you keep struggling as a believer. When you come to the understanding of this, you now know you can't make any decision without him. I don't make decisions harshly. I'm actually quite slow most of the time. Holy Spirit, my common sense says this. Treasure within, treasure without says this. What do you want? Are you with me, somebody? And it brings me, are you getting what I'm trying to say? It brings me to just basic realities. My son, this is it. My son, this is not it. Because the future holds with this. Are you getting what I'm trying to say, people of God? And then there's no stress. So, and hear me, Shegun. When I make some decisions, I don't shake. Because I know the Holy Spirit, who is my Zenith partner, has revealed to me what lies ahead. So I don't need to be troubled or perturbed by any kind or any person or any situation around. Are you getting what I'm trying to say, somebody? It's very, very important. It's for every one of us to begin to live in the consciousness of this reality. You are spirit beings. The Holy Ghost resides in you. The best expression of your life is living through the Spirit. Are you with me, somebody? Living through this, not living through your mind, or not living through the voices you are hearing around you, or living through your five senses. I get what I'm trying to say. But living through the Spirit, so that you can be properly and thoroughly guided. Don't ever forget. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm going to come to you by sending the Holy Spirit to you, who will bring you into all truth. He will guide you. He will teach you. He will show you things to come and bring things to your remembrance of whatever I have told him concerning you. So the believer has the Holy Ghost advantage. We are at an advantage. You can't be doing the same thing with an unbeliever and having the same result. It is wrong. It's an anathema. You cannot. Because the Holy Ghost in you and I is not just for speaking in tongues. So these things we are looking at are the manifestations, how the Holy Spirit expresses itself in you. Now, hear me, like I said in the first service, one thing that is very obvious is this. As I bring you to the fore of this, one of the things you begin to realize is that the Holy Spirit has actually been walking through you, but you didn't know. But when consciousness is ignited, then life becomes expressive. Are you with me, somebody? He said, this life we live, we can't live it by sloppiness. I think I brought it to the revelation of that scripture, 2019. That is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17 message. So our life, the life we live, we can't live it by sloppiness, but by consciousness of God. Consciousness of God. You can't afford to be sloppy. Thank you, Lord. Do you understand, somebody? He said, your life is a journey you must travel with water, with a deep consciousness of who? Of God. Thank you, Lord. All right, so let's go ahead now. So let's look at the word of knowledge. Yet again, to help someone who is hearing for the first time, when you read that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 to verse 11, give to us those gifts of the Spirit. So what we're now looking at is one of them, which is number one for us today, part of the revelation gift, which is the word of knowledge. Yet again, it is beyond the normal knowledge, far beyond it. It's more than that. Write this down for the second service people. The word of knowledge is simply the Holy Ghost transmitting specific knowledge to you on something that you don't have ability to know by yourself. I take it again. The word of knowledge is simply the Holy Spirit transmitting a specific knowledge to you on something. I take it again, brothers and sisters. The word of knowledge is simply the Holy Ghost transmitting a specific knowledge to you on something that you don't have ability to be aware of, to know on your own. So it's not about, it's not knowledge. Knowledge comes by reading. The word of knowledge does not come by reading. It comes by the Holy Spirit transmitting knowledge to your spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. So it's beyond your intelligence, beyond your knowledge level. It's the Holy Spirit taking over and communicating things to you. Now, please take note that the things that the Holy Spirit communicates are specifically, when it's got to do with the word of knowledge, about your past or your present. Your past or your present. Your past or your present. Have you gotten it, somebody? Do you understand? So, what is it? Look up, everybody. Look up. Look up. This is the intention of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge, to communicate a knowing to you over a particular subject that is beyond your natural intelligence. You just know. Are you with me, somebody? And it just happens like that. It can be of a past event. I gave an instance in the first service. You misplaced your car key. Are you getting me? And then the Holy Spirit will bring that knowledge to you where the car key is in specifics. As a student, you were given an assignment and it's quite complicated. And then the Holy Spirit comes and brings you to the knowing of it supernaturally. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? In your place of work, a challenge comes up, and then the Holy Spirit shows you the root of it and how to handle it. I get what I'm trying to say. Suddenly, you have to start a new business. The Holy Spirit brings you to the guiding of the steps to take and how to get it done. That's the expression of the word of knowledge. It is beyond you. I get what I'm trying to say, friends. It's very, very important. And then suddenly, you want to get married. And then the Holy Spirit reveals to you who that person is to be. Do you understand what I'm saying, friends? I'm just giving you examples. Suddenly, you have to embark on a journey. And the Holy Spirit brings you into an insight that there is an impending danger that will occur. It's a word of knowledge. I get what I'm trying to say. And the Holy Spirit tells you, don't go. Supernatural knowing. And everybody says, let's go, let's go. Logic says go. I mean, we'll have lost someone dear to us here. He lost his two colleagues. Was it River they entered? I can't remember. They just, that was all. Huh? And don't go, lost the two colleagues. Just, I get what I'm trying to say. So, sir, you can be thoroughly guided all by the word of knowledge. You are to enter a particular house. And then, it looks so viable, common sense, sweet. You prefer it. But right in there is a big trap. I mean, I've seen in my little life in ministry how that anyone that enters a particular house, but the next, no matter what they brought in, person came, entered that compound with four cars, returned out of the house with a Ghana must go. It sounds funny, you're smiling, but there's no need to smile about. May it not happen to you. Amen. He lost everything until he got to know that the man, the landlord, is an occultic man, and the deal is, we won't kill you, we won't collect your family or anything. Anybody that enters the compound will bring him down, drained. One of the dear men of God that came to Gilgal, his wife got the nudging that they were not supposed to take the house. So they took it. And then, plus ministry, plus family, plus his properties, everything gone. Until, with his eyes open, he just got that they are the only one left in the compound. There's no prayer there. The Holy Spirit has given you a nudging. You know, there's some spiritual stubbornness that doesn't make sense. Am I talking to someone? Sir, tell myself, what's your hair? Don't try it, sir. When the Holy Spirit tells you, it may look stupid. I mean, I've come to a walk with God that sometimes you just say, I say, God, what will die or say now? What will die or say? What will a two fairy say? Say, better do it and forget about them. There will be temporary shaking. But the eternal one, they will thank God for your life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ that sent me, everyone under the sound of my voice, you'll be guided thoroughly. Yeah. Before anything happens again, you will be known in Jesus' name. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will bring you to the knowings of the past issue and the answer thereof in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So shall it be. Yeah. In Jesus' precious name. Let me give you some scriptural examples. I do one new, I do one old as I can. New Testament and Old Testament. So you can see, the word of knowledge is daily. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's daily. For instance, coming up here, there's someone here. It's word of knowledge. When I sat down there, I didn't know. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There's someone here. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Oh, God said He's going to heal through this particular means. I get what I'm trying to say. You saw first service last time, breathe out by second service. You just said, I sang a song and I said, just rub it consistently. And then we had more testimonies than even the first service. Do you understand? It's just word of knowledge. You just come into an instant knowing of what will happen. Do you understand? You see someone, hey, let me tell you, this man, when I met him, bam, the first thing I asked him, I've seen you before. For you now, you call it deja vu. It's not like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I've seen you before. Can you remember, sir? I have seen you before. If I called my associate pastor in Port Harcourt, I said, there's something about this guy. I've seen him before. By the time he now walked into my office, I showed him that years after, the Lord said He's going to walk with you. When I saw her, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, Mommy Wa. I didn't know her name. Mommy Wa. This is our mom. So it's not in Ecclesia. I'm talking about 2013. Are you with me, son? But I just know there's a destiny revolution happening here. Word of knowledge. You just know. You are brought into a knowing, a divine knowing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Okay. In Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to verse 19, I'm not going to read some of the scriptures, but I will admonish you because I want to deal with the sign of spirit to the level I want you to know today. Is that okay? Because I couldn't get it done second service, in first service. In Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to verse 11 was the story of Cornelius, how that God had instructed him that Peter was the one to save him and his whole household. So God himself dealt with Peter and began to reveal to Peter what will happen. And something remarkable happened. I'm just going to go to verse 19 and verse 20. So Cornelius sent people to Peter and with specific, God gave him specific instruction that you're going to get to a place and you ask for someone of Tarsus and then this is what will happen. And then, so before they got there, God began to communicate to Peter. Word of knowledge. I get what I'm trying to say. Clearly what will happen. So let's look at verse 19. So while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, the three men seek thee. Three men. I showed you three men before. Now they're out there. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I showed you Revelation. Now those three men are out there waiting for you. So by the time he saw them, he said, relax, I've gotten detail before now. In the day of divine appearance, may you not miss your destiny, angel. Amen. You know, the Bible said some, by being hospitable, they have entertained angels unawares. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Verse 20 now said of that Hebrews, Acts chapter 10, please. It said, arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. I have done what? Sent them. God told them Peter will be there. God told Peter they will be coming. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Word of knowledge. You just got it precisely. On point. Without doubting. I get what I'm trying to say. Now, please take note. You see, word of knowledge can come through dreams, through visions, through appearance. Appearances, divine appearances. It can be a clear voice of the Holy Spirit. It can be through the inward witness. You just know. There's a knowing in your spirit that this is the step to take. Are you with me, somebody? All right, I give you another scripture example. 2 Kings chapter 5. Let's read through this together. 2 Kings chapter 5, please. I'm going to take it from verse 16. Let's try and just oppose some of the verses. Okay. 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 16. And now, this is a story. Just to give you a brief prelude. The man Elisha, the man of God, by the ministry of Elian, had just cleansed the great man from Syria, Naaman, of leprosy. And leprosy was an airborne disease, as at the Bible days, had no cure. You die with it. Are you getting what I'm trying, somebody? So, that was devastating for the man, because he had all things. He was a man in high authority. The Bible says, but there was a but in his life. Can I speak to every but in your life? That in the name that is above every name, whatever suggests a but in your life, today is aborted forever. Amen. If that amen can be stronger, there's a testimony. Amen. The Bible said, but he had leprosy. And then when he was cleansed, the instruction was go wash in Jordan 7 times. He first of all was flaunting. What nonsense is that? There are better pools that I can go into. How come you're telling me to go wash in that dirty place? And then one of the servants says, sir, you see, a big boy, even there is jacuzzi in our house. You know now, you know, your Olga. But the jacuzzi has not helped you so far. Anything this man of God tells, just do it. There's no big deal. And then, lo and behold, it was cleansed. And then he thought it wise to come and bless the man of God with a seed. And then God had told the man of God not to collect the seed. But you know the story. The man of God's peer, called Gehazi, something entered him. Verse 16, so he told him, I'm not going to collect anything from you. I refused it. Is that okay? Now from verse 20, let's flow from verse 20. We're going to flow to verse 27. Okay. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian. Is it making sense? He has spared him. Opportunity. God, look at this man. How can you just let him go? He can't go like that. You better let him go so that he won't go. In not receiving at his hands that which he brought, but as the Lord liveth. Can you see? Now, before then, Elisha had said, as the Lord liveth. You can see two of them play with as the Lord liveth. Go back to verse 16. Let me show them. Maybe to be humorous to someone. He said, so Elisha said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. Do you understand? And then his servant said, opportunity. No. So he said, but as the Lord liveth, so verse 20 now, he said, I will run after him and take whatever of him. May you not run after your death. Oh. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? Look at verse 22. You can see this have been in the Bible. Read verse 22, beginning, want to go. And he said, all is well. But he doesn't even understand, he will soon enter the well. My master had sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Is that true? Not true. Do you understand? And Naaman said, you see, the lesson here for us, many of us, is to be contented with what you have. Don't be desperate for anything. And Naaman said, be content. Take two talents. Don't need the change of raiment. And he hodged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags and two change of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bore them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. So do you understand the point? He went at the back of his boss. They brought those things. Then before they got there, he collected it from them and said, you can go. I went to hide it in the house. So he now came before his master. So we continue from verse 25. Yes, sir. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. I didn't go anywhere. Uniro. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed Jesus forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. The word of knowledge came on the spot that your guy is here doing this. And then instead of his destiny to be rescued and admit, he still went ahead and balanced the lie. Are you with me, somebody? That's how it works. So God can bring you to a knowing. Move home now. Move home now. Something's about to happen to the children. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God can bring you to a knowing, a clear direction. I remember God's servant, Bishop Widokpo, said, as one of those times, he just knew. A word of knowledge came on the spot about what was going to happen to him on the spot. So he decided not to go home. And they walked. And he said, told his driver to take the car home. And as he parked, I had assassins invaded the house and finished the car. Was the guy. Bullets uncountable from head to toe of the car, head to toe of the guy. I get what I'm trying to say? That's some rush you are doing that doesn't make sense. Sometimes you can be driving and the Holy Spirit will say, slow down. I'm a very strong and a rough driver. I won't say rough, fast. Because if you notice, if I see any ecclesia in front of me, I will overtake you. Just to prove to you that, my friend, follow me. Even people that I see, my children are already used to it. But sometimes I just hear the Holy Spirit, slow down. In fact, by there you'll be asking, what is wrong? I will literally be walking like a snail. Not I'm thinking. I just heard. Say nudging. Slow down. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the day of trouble, the Holy Spirit will bring you to a knowing. Yeah. Every impending danger, you will escape. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So understand, sir. Supernatural, you just know. Just know you are not to go out today. Holy Spirit will just do spiritual abo for you. Say, stay out of. Why are you laughing? Just stay out of. Don't do this. Don't take this step. This is about, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You just know. You just know that this is what God has called you for. You just know that this is what you are to do at a point. In the past also, it just brings you to a nudging that this was the step you took that was wrong. Are you, sir, do you understand what I'm trying to say? It brings you into that. It's all by the Holy Spirit. It can be by a vision. It can be just by an impression in your spirit. Your heart is just too full that this is, there is a direction somewhere. Not that you read it, not that someone told you. You just know it. It's a knowing. Are you with me, sir? It's a knowing. It's a reality, sir. You can walk in it. It will help you so much. I get what I'm trying to say. Especially in a generation where there's pressure everywhere. People want you to make decisions on their own behalf for yourself. I get what I'm trying to say. And they just say, no, this is not it. You just know. Are you with me, my brothers and sisters? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You won't fail again.
Yeah.
Number two, the word of wisdom. For those that are part of the first service, so you're having more additions, this is good for you, no problem. All right. What the Holy Spirit does here is to help you to solve problems. You're not just knowing, but you know what to do. By bringing you into what lies ahead. You are brought into what lies ahead. So solutions, answers comes automatically with it. So the word of wisdom, therefore, is, write this down, supernatural insight into divine will and purpose. I take it again. Supernatural insight into divine will and purpose given by the Spirit to solve complex problems and situations ahead of you. Supernatural insight into divine will and purpose given by the Spirit to solve complex problems and situations ahead of you. The difference between the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom is that the word of knowledge talks about the past, the supernatural knowings of the past and the present. Word of wisdom talks about supernatural knowings of the future. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What the future holds, which is targeted to bring you out of a major problem or a challenge and to bring you into glory. So you need the word of wisdom for your daily operation so as to know how to undo situations and things that may confront you in the course of your day or time. For instance, you just find out that your friend has been cheating on you. You need a knowledge that will help you know how to handle it with despite all, so you can escape crisis nevertheless. Are you with me, somebody? Or your boss has just given you a job that is beyond you, and it's to bring you to a better office. You need the word of knowledge to know how to handle it so as to ensure that you are successful and you complete it. Complete that task or assignment given to you very well. How will I get it done, O Lord? Not just you know that you are there, how will you settle yourself being there and bring out solutions out of problems? Are you getting what I'm trying to say, somebody? Or you have been accused falsely and you don't even know how to defend yourself. The Holy Spirit can bring you to a direction on what to do. Please be aware, sir, it's not every time you do the same thing. Never forget this. There are things you don't talk, there are things you talk. There are things you don't react, there are things you react. There are things you withdraw from, there are things you just allow. Are you with me, somebody? It's very important. I told you 2018 or 17. The Lord showed me things that become of ecclesia. And he said to me that I release unto you the gift of no response and the grace of no talk back. How many of us have heard me say before? The gift of no response and the grace of no talk back. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? So he brings you into the knowledge. So, and hear me, when you now do contrary to what the Holy Spirit wants, you will solve problems yourself. It's not natural wisdom. I get what I'm trying to say. It's not what, sir. It's not, especially when you're accused and you know what is right and you have more witnesses than any other person. And the Holy Spirit says, shh, no response, shh, no talk back. But don't forget, it is word of wisdom which will solve a major problem in your life ahead of you and bring you into glory. Because understand, the Bible said, wisdom shall be the stability of your times. Are you with me, somebody? Glory to God. All right? Let's look at some things clear here. Don't forget, what the Holy Spirit does is through this word of wisdom bring you into divine mind and will concerning what lies ahead of you. Are you with me, somebody? Good. Let's look at two examples. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to verse 11. Don't fail. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? Whose story is that? Shall we read from verse 5 to verse 11? Let's go. Go on. Go on. Amen. Now look at this. Joseph had a dream. Word of wisdom comes sometimes through dreams. Your future unveiled to you. But let me stress something here and listen carefully. Joseph saw his future and he expressed the future to everyone stupidly. You know the lesson? When it's got to do with the revelation of your future, keep it to yourself. You hear what I said, sir? What do you do, sir? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be aware of this. Without Joseph telling all his brethren, he will still get to the throne. You may not be helped by God mercifully like Joseph. So, hub your mouth. And that's why I've always told you about vision book. The things God shows you, write it down. Keep it. Instead of just opening, I just saw. As you are sowing, others too are sowing. They are seeing how that they will make sure you don't do well. Don't forget, he didn't tell strangers, sir. He told his household. Thank God for the stupidity of Reuben. As the firstborn who said, okay, let us see if we can hide him somewhere in the pit. What if they had killed him? You will have said it, God lied. No, sir. He was stupid. Okay, look at the chain reaction of the effect of his stupidity. When we see Joseph, we will slap him, sir. It's a good story. Oh, from the pit, the prison, to the Potiphar's wife, to palace. Story. And become... You see, those are stories. Let me tell you the reality. The reality is this, sir. That man called Potiphar was the chief of army staff of the ruling nation of the world called Egypt. And there was an accusation that this young boy assaulted the wife sexually. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing is this, is a number one abomination in the land of the Gentiles. Are you with me, somebody? Now, see what happened. They threw him in the prison. There was no justification. You should have killed him. Especially, too, he was a slave. So, do you understand? There's no reason to take him to the national prison. They threw him in the national prison. That was a personal domestic problem. He should have thrown him in his own prison and killed him there. You know, for me, you see, it's as if I'm coming out of word of wisdom, but I want to help someone. For me, God is always merciful, but don't stretch God's mercy. Keep your mouth shut. If you can't learn anything, learn from Obasanjo. It was in the prison, it was prophesied, it was told that he would be the president in Nigeria. It was when he was now the president, he told us that he was in the prison. So, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
The reality is this, even if God has a plan for you, demons also have planned for that plan that God has planned for you. Now, when you now expose yourself, you are adding more demons. Territorial demons will now begin to put pressure on you. I've just spoken to someone. I don't know why I'm going through this now. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Will now begin to put pressure on you. So you don't need it. There are things you don't expose. I mean, my children, I remember one time they wanted to tell us now, what is our future? I said, even if you put a gun on my neck, I can't. It has got nothing to do. Because telling you does not make sense. Telling you to do what? I mean, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Daddy, I want to be a bricklayer. No problem, I'll sponsor you. Daddy, I want to be a model. No problem, I'll sponsor you. But God never lies. No matter how you go up and down, you return back. Shh. You know, I've said some things here, and there some of you are laughing. There was some people, they were chiefs down back here. Nah. God never lies. Never. No matter how. Shh. Come back. Back to square one. But you can imagine wasted years. Are you with me, somebody? So these things brings into insight of things. As simple as those 6-7 verses we read, they all came to pass. They came to pass verbatim. They bowed. But the danger is there, sir. He saw the revelation at the age of 16. It happened 24 years after. The danger is there. Sir, do you understand what I'm trying to say? It was when he was 40, he became prime minister. The danger is there. What if something had happened? Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, God never lies. Can I pray over your life? And in the name of Jesus Christ, that which is in the mind of Jehovah concerning your future, first of all, it will reveal to you.
Amen.
And the wisdom to walk in it is released also.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In New Testament 1 is Mark chapter 11. Just for a briefing, from verse 1 to verse 11 was when Jesus said, "Hey, I need to use a colt, a donkey to enter." He said, "Go. You'll find a donkey so place. Is that okay? Tell them the Lord has need of it. Future." I get what I'm trying to say. Are you with me, somebody? And then, so God brought them into what lies ahead of them. I get what I'm trying to say. I mean, how confusing it is. So it's not just any donkey. There was a specific one. Did you get that, sir? Are you getting me? There's a specific deal, sir, that you make. That your business, a specific person you introduce your business to, and then boom, that's the end. You don't need many people, sir. One person can turn everything around.
Yes.
That's what the wisdom does to you, sir. One person, trust me, sir, just one person can turn everything around. Are you getting me? Shows you what lies ahead, so you know what to do and you take steps towards it. Let's go to the third one, because we need to do that. The sign of spirit. Don't forget again, oftentimes also God can bring both word of knowledge, word of wisdom to happen at the same time, revealing to you the present and telling you the future. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It comes anyway, even through the word you are hearing from the altar. God can give you your own particular word of wisdom on the step to take. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying, sir? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? On the step to take. I was praying in the course of the week that passed, and the Lord was showing, hey, from here, this is the next place again. That's the next place again. This is the next place until you get to the final bus stop, where I will now make a room for my people, for my work. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I can't be troubled. So there's a place after this. Ooh, is it making sense, sir? And then when it's time, I'll tell you specific. So it doesn't matter who's owning the property. Then we walk in there, we collect it, we get out of there. We use it. Simple. That is how God operates with you. So there's no confusion. You're not making guesswork. Let's try here. Let's try there. Let's play here. Let's do this. No. Hear me, sir. Hear me again and again. Your creation was specifically fabricated by God. Hey, Abiola. God was not confused that you are coming as a man. If not, you'll have grown some measure of something in front breast, and then after a while now say, okay, I don't like it. No. It was so specific and detailed. The same thing, he wants you to live in details. That you're not second guessing things.
You know what lies ahead of you. You know what God will have you do, including the bad. And people will think you're special. You're not special, actually. It's Holy Spirit working in you. You should know if you are to have accident. You should know if someone is going to disappoint you. The Lord does not hide things from His people. He reveals things to His people. He shows you things to come. You should know if someone is going to walk out on you. Ask Him. Sometimes just call Him just for your information. This person is going. I'm not trying to prove to Him that I'm operating in it. I just want Him to know. So when it happens, just tell them bye-bye. I'm not interested. Sometimes to maybe one or two, he's this person, I know. But I told you now, okay? It's because you told me, that's why I didn't tell you again. So do you understand? Not that, you broke my heart. You broke my liver. My kidneys affected. No. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? Can I pray for you? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every confusion in your life is over. Amen. Every dark spot in your path of life, I ask the Holy Spirit that He will beam His light in that path now. Amen. You will not be frustrated again. Amen. From today, you begin to make the right decisions. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Number three. Friends, life is beautiful. If you can allow the Holy Spirit, believe me, sir. Believe me, life is beautiful. I told you some times ago, the Lord took me back to my creation, how I was born. I saw how, where, when they slept together. And what happened, and the statement my father made after that. And I saw my growth. I saw when they were carrying me, the people that were carrying me. Since the father and the mother cannot testify what happened, they are dead. I called the people that were carrying me. I said, who told you? I said, don't worry. I saw my primary, secondary. That's not the word of knowledge. Till 1999, pam, I saw I left my path. I left my path of destiny. But the angel for my destiny was following me. But everything that should be for my destiny, I lost it. And I began to return back to my path of destiny immediately I started Ecclesia. You may not have a chance like mine. And God began to tell me, hey, because you wasted those time, you will lose everything that has to do with it. So I can bring you back to recovery. I'll recover the years that the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army. So everything you had that you thought with you to come out, so I can bring you aligning back because of the glory that lies ahead. Can I decree in the name of Jesus? Now, whatever you had lost, whatever, it doesn't matter what it is, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are getting them back. Amen. Please be seated. All right, let's look at design of spirit. And let's just take some little, let me just give you, make it elementary. But you can see first service people said, design of spirit, it should be for them. Because it's very important, especially in a generation whereby there's so much deception, so much pressure everywhere, so much confusion, so much darkness, the God of this world, blinding the eyes of many, not knowing what to do. Even the devil had become an angel of light. Design of spirit. What are we talking about here, friends? Holy Spirit, help me to communicate these strong ones to these people. This gift. gives you supernatural insight into the world of the spirit. Take note, the Bible calls the discerning of spirits. And it's small s, spirits. So the Holy Spirit is not involved here. Into the world of the spirits. Now talk about the three world of the spirit. To discern simply means to perceive. By seeing or hearing. So we're talking about seeing or hearing in the realms of the spirits. So as it were, the sign of spirit is a supernatural revelation into the realm of the spirit to detect the presence of plans, of things, or forces. Supernatural revelation into the realm of the spirit to detect the presence and plans of things or forces. There are three spirits here. Number one, demonic spirits. Please take note, demons are real. And this is not to scare you. Remember, the devil is not a factor here. We don't talk about demons here. Very important that you note this, my brothers and sisters. Demons are real. The activities are real. Demons are older than the earth. The first set of demons were the fallen angels. Bible talked about they left their first estate, Jude verse number 6. And demons don't die. Maybe I'll tell you this, you need to hear this. Please hear this. Demons don't die. Die by fire, die by fire. It's not true. They don't die. The person that carries it can die after that they move to another person. I was praying one day and then the Lord said the demon operating over this matter is 1890 something demon. It was sent from Europe. They operate. There's no distance for them also. They are not omnipresent, but they are not restricted. Did you hear what I'm saying? For instance, that's why you must understand that some things you don't run away from, except God tells you by wisdom, get off this. For instance, now you say, okay, you don't like Nasarawa, you're coming to Abuja. Be rest assured that the demons in Nasarawa will tell the one in Abuja that you're coming. Don't worry, there'll be a season where we'll look at demonology in fullness. It's not my fault. I'm following timetable. I don't want to miss timetable. Nobody will put me under pressure. So there's no circumstance that will make me preach what will favor you. Because by that time, there will be spiritual maturity and strength. The Lord said to me last year, he said, I have to work on these people because they need spiritual strength and stamina because of what will come on them. So I have to be very careful so I don't suffer spiritual constipation. You get what I'm trying to say? So demons, hear me, brothers and sisters, they are real. I want to get married. So at least my background, voila, is a lie, sir. It's a lie. As you are getting married to that good family, they will send the demon there. So you carry your baggage, except something is done. There's a cutoff, a positive inhibition system. We'll look at that one of this time. Cutoff. Until there's a cutoff, you keep carrying it. So you find yourself repeating what your father did. Find yourself repeating what your mother did. I would be somebody. Demons are real. And you see, let me say this here. As a believer, you cannot be possessed by a demon. Follow me. Uncle Peter, come. To be possessed means to own someone. You can't be possessed by two spirits at the same time. Are you with me? At new birth, you've already been possessed by the devil, by the Holy Spirit. Now, hear me. At new birth, let me repeat, thank you, Lord. You're already possessed by the Holy Spirit. Possessed. That's why the Bible said you are bought with a price, because your body has become the temple of the Holy Spirit. He owns you. You are owned by Him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you have been possessed by the Holy Spirit. So you cannot be possessed by demons, but you can be oppressed by them if you allow. I know that the devil is always looking for a small anger. Work on your anger. Work on anger. You're not working on it. Unforgiveness. Treat it. Treat it. Jealousy. Treat it. Treat it. You're not treating it. It begins to expand. Before you know it, it grows into bitterness. Suddenly, you are becoming depressed. And that oppression may even be stronger than being even possessed. In CU, there was this young lady, and I was speaking, as I was teaching, and then the spirit of the word of knowledge just came into bear. And then I said, you killed your dad. There's a student here, you killed your dad. So, she came to the office and she said, sir, my dad dealt with me sexually. And he kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing it. I couldn't say no to him. I couldn't tell anybody. So I built anger and pain. And I saw myself, I was becoming very evil. That when I get angry over something, that thing will spoil. She's demonstrated to the point that if she sits with a phone and she's angry that you have the phone will spoil. So one day in the heat of the pain, she said, my father must die now. And he choked and died. She was in the parlor, he was in the room. Now, what am I saying, friends? She's still born again. She was still born again. You have exposed yourself to a demon. And you see, don't forget, sir, when they see a space, they bring seven other stronger, wicked demons. That's why you must be careful. Just can be gossip. From gossip, another strong, and you see, these things operate stronger in an atmosphere like this where the word is concentrated. Because the word will actually come ahead of you, pow, to shield you. But when you don't pay attention to it, you become a concern of the same word. Was Judas not given an opportunity to be changed? Several times. Several times. To the point that in John chapter 6, Jesus said, you're talking about people leaving church. The worst was Jesus' own. He was having multitude at John chapter 6. When it was true about preaching communion, only 12 remained. And Jesus Christ said, and 12 remained. You know they go, sir, where can we go? For you are the one that has the word of eternal life. And then Jesus said, although there are 12 of you, but there's one. He's a devil. Bible commentary said, that's in John chapter 6, verse 71. Look for it, my friend. Don't. He said, he turned. The Bible commentary said, he turned and looked at him. There are 12 of you, but you are still a devil. You are a devil. Meaning, Jesus Christ exposed him to give him probably an opportunity. The only thing God told us, the Bible told us about someone who betrayed Jesus, they didn't say it was Judas. Go and read your Bible very well. Someone must betray him because they template. They didn't say it was Judas, but he allowed it. Because the Bible said, and when the devil entered Judas, that's Luke 22 or something like that, confirm it and check it so that you can be smart. Is that okay? Verse 1 or verse 2. Do you understand? The devil entered. What did he do, sir? Entered. He entered Judas. The same scripture, the Bible went ahead and said, blessed assurance. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Sir, follow, sir. Then Satan did what, sir? Entered. This was the one, the people, there are people who had stayed with him, ate with him, dined with him, slept with him. He was the one, he was the chief accountant of Jesus' ministry, global ministry. Are you with me, somebody? So you must, and I speak to people whose destiny is too precious. The devil does not pay attention on people who are not going anywhere. He pays attention on people who are going somewhere. The devil will always want to use who God wants to use. In that Luke chapter 22, search it for them, sir. Search it for them. The same Satan entered, wants to enter Peter. For Jesus said, I think verse 31 or something like that. Jesus said, Peter, Satan has decided to finish you. He wants to enter you. But I have prayed for you that your faith faileth not. Can I pray for you? Let's say assurance. I decree in the name of Jesus, every destiny under the sound of my voice, the devil will not take advantage of you. Amen. Sit down. Do you understand? Don't allow it. If you are not happy with Shegu, settle it. If you are not happy with Sheila, settle it. Don't let it expand. If it expands, you are going to be in trouble. You will be handling only at the initial, you were handling the spirit of unforgiveness. Before you knew it, many things begin to enter. And then you will be so oppressed that you become a puppet in the hand of the devil. At that point, it will take the mercy of God to come out. Have you not seen some people who are lively before? But from nowhere now, they've lost joy. The same place I used to get them excited, they've not got. Go and check it. Something has happened to you. There's a trading, there's a transaction in the realm of the spirit that you don't know. Well, let me see on the surface. Is that okay? Because when we learn them, we begin to look at their names and the time they walk. Like I said in the first service, their smell. Because demons are very smelly. Their sight. The second spirit is angels. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7 talks about angels. Are they not spirits? They are spirits. So you must be aware of the operations. And the Bible used a lot of angels. Is that okay, friends? Are you getting me? You must be able to discern. This is an angel. Even human beings can operate as an angel. Are you getting me, Sayed? Human beings can operate as an angel in your life to help you. Are you get what I'm trying to say? May you not miss your helpers.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said, sir? May you not miss your helpers.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's why it's good to be kind. It's good to be good to people. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. The Bible said, it said some people were so hospitable that they didn't know that they were entertaining angels unaware. Yeah. Do you understand? It's good to be kind. It's good to be good. Listen to me, what you don't understand. You have wasted 2.5 months. The angel that you will need is in the rescue mission field. There's a connection right now that I'm just taking my time to process. Rescue mission field. How are you? God bless you. Well done. That's all. Sir, you need connections. Simple. You're just wasting your time. Obedience of God. 1.5 months to go. You think God plays with things? You think it's just a fabrication? It's okay, we shall see. Then shall we know if you follow to know the Lord. Are you get what I'm trying to say? In the midst of God's instruction is your own testimony. In the midst of God's demand is your own supplies. So whatever he tells you to do, what do you do, sir? I will stress myself. Don't stress yourself. No problem. Stay there. We'll see. Just a little while. Angels. I get what I'm trying to say. I mean, can talk about several testimonies on that. I get what I'm trying to say. So I don't want to stay on that. Now, the third spirit is human spirits. Human spirit. Don't forget about looking at discerning of spirits. So to discern if it is demonic spirit, angelic spirit, or human spirit. So it's just referring to the spirit of a person. For instance, someone could have a bad spirit of pride. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Someone could have it. It's not demonic. Don't forget. Don't get me wrong. It's okay. Someone could have a bad spirit of contention. He picks quarrel. She picks quarrel over everything. Someone could also have a bad spirit of depression. The issue about it is this: if it's not treated, it can flip to the other side, be demonic. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just depression. Before you judge, just heaviness of the spirit. Some people's human spirit can be so strong that when they step into a place, everything changes. It's not necessarily demonic. It's the other part of the spirit also. Some people walk into a place and then there's joy everywhere. Am I talking to someone? Some people walk into a place, there's tension everywhere. Are you with me, somebody? So as a child of God, you must be supernaturally sensitive to pick signals in the realm of the spirit. To know what, okay, this is, do you understand? This is not it. This is it. I guess I'm saying friends. So you know from the realm of the spirit, what is transacting, what is happening. Remember when God brought us here, so I gathered the workforce, and then before I told them we're going to do 3 days, night, all night, the Holy Spirit began to tell me the power that prevails here. And he said, hey, the demon of Apo is not the demon of Asokoro, it's the same Abuja. And then he told me the demon of Asuko. Don't let me tell you. You don't need it. I've conquered it on your behalf. So relax. So he told me the demon of Asuko. And then he told me what to do and where to go to and what to confront. So by the time I got a man of God, just as I was talking, he said, sir, our church has been here for a particular place for years. It was just last week God revealed to us that the demon of this place is, and I spoke to him. He said, sir, he was just shouting, you're a man of God. Kiniko, kiniko, kiniko. And he said, there is a particular place to counter it. He said, sir, it's exactly the same thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you getting me? And then, so it is spirit versus spirit, altar versus altar. I don't want to give you the details because you don't need it. So when I keep telling you to use the water, I know what I'm doing. In Apo, I literally did not give you water, maybe once. So I know what I'm doing. Huh? So, are you with me? So you walk into a place and you know the territorial forces. I hear what I'm trying to say. You walk into an officer, they may tell you to see the HR. It may be the chief gateman. That may be your connecting rod. Because sir, you just pick signals. You just know. You're about to eat and you just know that this one is poison. Are you following me, friends? Do you understand? I think I've told you this testimony of Padebuye. He was hungry. He used to help his neighbor's children with mathematics. So he had been crazy about mathematics a long time ago as a secondary school child. So the person, they gave him pottage. Asaro? Huh? Or porridge? Is it porridge or pottage? Which one? Anyone, poor, as long as there's poor there. You understand what I mean? Good. Why are you laughing now? This yellow man, I don't understand you. So they gave him, but something told him not to eat. Do you understand? I need you to understand. You see, I'm trying to make it easy, because it's not ministers. If it's ministers I'm preaching to, I know where to go to. I know what to say. But I just want you to understand, this is a daily thing you need to operate in. So he was stark hungry, but he decided not to eat. He just knew, something just told him. That's why, you see, you must build, what's that word now? Self-discipline. Self-restriction. There are some things you restrict yourself. Sometimes your phone will tell you, continue browsing. You say, stop it, you are stupid. I'm not browsing. I'll be looking into the sky and doing nothing. You must get, sir, you must get to a point whereby you train yourself even in this thing. Bring yourself under a limitation. No. I'm not going to talk to this person again, because last time I spoke to this person, my spirit was damping. Bah. You don't just, you see, because, sir, you see, the problem about the, we are too careless. We are too careless. So he said, he left the yam porridge, happy. Good, thank you. So he left the yam porridge. The following morning, he turned to charcoal. And he said the following week, the following morning, turned to what? Charcoal. Few days after, that woman died. Was back. So the parable we are celebrating today will have been lost. I heard Apostle Johnson Suleiman. Can I say something to you? Okay, let me say it. You see, your emotions oftentimes is contrary to the Spirit's leading. Be careful. But Johnson Suleiman, you should know him by now, he operates in unusual prophetic. And then there was a particular woman who was sent from the kingdom of darkness against him. And she had been using her emotion on him. And what was the emotion? Not sexual emotion. I mean, he has this empathy that doesn't want people to be hungry. So after every service, she's always coming and he's always giving money. He didn't know she was registering the money in their coven. The final one was that a particular Sunday that she should make sure that he lay hands on him, on her. So, because he had always been thinking, oh, let me help. So he prayed, said, Daddy, lay hands on me. He laid hands. The deal was that if, as he lays the hand, there'll be a release from their spirit. And they were monitoring it, according to this lady. They were monitoring it, checking it. The deal was that immediately you lay the hand, bah, something will leave her and enter him, and it will swell up and die. So by the time they were having their night, that was Sunday now, so by the time they were having their all night by Monday, on Friday, his assistant rushed and said, sir, you need to leave service and come and say something. He says, I want to concentrate. I need to enter the altar. He said, but you must see this before you go. This lady was out there in the church. She had swollen almost, I can't remember the numbers. So the day you hear it, you wouldn't think I lied. She was over swollen. But she had to confess before she dies. And what was it? Said, this is what had been happening. It was you that was to swear like this. But something countered it and returned back to me. There was nothing you could do, because you can't reverse it. It had been done. So she left and died. I can give you countable ones of my own self. I don't need to bore you about it, because I want to show you scriptures. I get what I'm trying to say. Is real, is strong. So you need discerning of spirit. You need discerning of spirit. Have you not seen? Have you not seen how a young guy, great prospect, enjoying his life, just meets another lady, and that's the end. You see, let me say something to you, sir. I'm not scaring you. I don't want you to be scared, but I need to deal with this so I can be helped. The kingdom of darkness do not rush. They can spend hours and years and decades, over 10 years to accomplish their task and not budge. And not water and not budge. They will take their time to do whatever they want to do. That's why you must be careful. That's why you must be able to discern. That's why you must not get to a point whereby nobody can counsel you. That's why you must not overlook spiritual authority. I think it was the people that I know God has settled on Wednesday concerning their marital future I was having with. Apostle Joseph Suleiman said he had a young guy called Ernest. He's a prospective great man of God. And he said to him, brought a lady and said to him, that's not, there's no hope. I get what I'm trying to say. So he said, sir, no, now I've prayed, I have conviction. And then just like me also, Apostle Johnson was like, you do? No problem. He said, but Ernest, go and pray about this thing. There's no way there. True to his word, he came back again and said, sir, God said, because I've gone to meet 7 other prophets. He said, wow. 7? So they said, she's the one. Say, please go ahead. God bless you. God be with you. You will do well. Go. You know what happened? He said, so they went through the process, got married. 2-3 months after marriage, the girl just woke up in the morning and packed her things. Ah, where are you going? He said, I'm done. Ah. You are what? He said, I am done. What do you mean by you are done? The reason I came, I've done it. So what is that? We monitored you and they sent me to follow you, to marry you. Can't you see this signal? The man that will have rescued you, he was telling you that I'm not the one. You say, yeah, I'm the one. So he knelt down and started crying. He said, no, there's nothing else. In fact, the sleep we slept last night is the final one. Because I've collected everything plus your future. No man of God can recover you. And she walked out. They brought Ernest lifeless, almost lifeless, before Apostle Johnson Suleiman. And as he was about to lay his hand, God says, stop it. It's gone. It's an empty carcass. There's nothing you can recover. Apostle Johnson Suleiman said he cried because he knew the future of that young man. In a wicked world where wickedness is more real than DSTV, it will be very important, sir, that you desire the discerning of spirits. It's not everyone that is smiling that meant well. There are so many things to tell you on this that mean it's not. It's not everything that you are seeing on the surface that you think is ordinary. There are some depth spiritual wicked roots embedded in it that is to ultimately scatter and ravage your destiny. Can I pray for you? My God, these ones have become a remnant. I decree for my sake, the devil will not have the final say over them. I decree in the name of Jesus, they will not be exposed. You know, sit down. I had a revelation some time ago. It was only Momo I said, I told 2017. I saw, as it were, at the entrance of the church, a particular person who was giving people meat. The people that ate the meat, they have all gone now. The people that rejected, I can see one of them right now in front of me, but I won't tell you who the person is, a lady. She rejected it and she walked away and she stayed today. And the Lord said to me, he said, watch it. It's going to be through pali pali, friend, friend, connection, connection, giving, giving, play, play. They'll be pulling themselves. It came to pass. And that particular person just walked away. So what are you people doing? Lead brother is preaching. Why can't you be the one by the entrance giving us meat? All of them, 2017, they've all gone. Wickedness is real. But you can use sensitivity. See, the time of talk has not come. Trust me. You can use sensitivity to come out of things. I don't need to tell the person because it's not necessary. The person didn't eat the meat. That is proof. It's obvious now. Are you with me, somebody? So you don't just walk into a place. You don't just walk into people's life. You don't just relate anyhow. You're sensitive. You can be on track today. I can miss it tomorrow. By forces. And I told you, every day before I close my eyes, Lord, am I still on track? It may not make sense to everybody. Is what you told me, is it what I'm still doing? Or I'm just trying to please myself because of people? Are you with me? I don't want to talk about some things about God's servant. He nearly missed living faith. And God told him, "Hey, stop it now. Stop it now. Stop it now. It's not me that told you. It was a demonic operation in that atmosphere. That if you have taken that step, the whole everything. So 40 years last week would have gone. So don't. Again. That is when he now began to say, we don't do anything except it was commanded. Before he was doing it as committee says. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give you one scripture. You won't fail.
Amen.
I say you won't fail.
Amen.
I say it again, you won't fail.
Amen.
I declare it again, you won't fail.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will deliver you from wicked and unreasonable men.
Amen.
God will deliver you from the deception of the devil.
Amen.
God will deliver you from the tricks and the scammers of the evil ones.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Acts chapter 16. From verse 16. Now, this was a story of Paul and Silas. So much juice in this scripture. From verse 16 to verse 18. And it came to pass, as we went to pray, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of water, divination, met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, not to her, to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out of her. And that same hour, I mean, that's very beautiful. That shows that the demon in that lady was a man. That's his message for demonology. Okay, don't let's go there. Just be happy. Be happy with Jesus. Well, you see, friends, if you're going to be a disciple, these are realities. These are realities. There's nothing you can do about it. So teaching you ultimately when the season is set, so I can't. There's nothing I can do. You have to learn it by force. In fact, by then, you will know that you need it. Let's do a simpler version. Let's do an exercise so it can help from verse 16. So it can be self-explanatory. Is that okay? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You get, I believe NLT can do a better one. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, this is Paul and Silas. I mean, guys, if you remember, this is what the scripture I was trying to read to us. Midnight. Remember midnight? When they were throwing the place and then something happened during the intense hour of worship. Is that okay? And then so you have an idea or something like that. So one day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. So King James says spirit of divination, because if I start explaining that one again, you don't understand. Okay, a demon possessed what? Slave girl, house girl, as simple as that. Go on. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. Now, look up, everybody. Let me help you. She was operating in a demonic dimension of prophecy. I want to speak to someone right now. Someone can actually be even an ecclesian, and you always notice that the person always prophesy. Foretelling, sees the future. I can see this. That does not guarantee anything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The devil also has access to some knowledge about your future and communicate to you. So this girl was enjoying the spirit of divination to the point that she was being used by our boss to do business. So they can just come, go and meet Victor Oluwadam Larry and tell him that this is what the future holds. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And say this is a step to take. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That was what was happening. Now follow this, sir. So let me read that last statement again. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for our masters. Now, next verse. Go, sir. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting. Now, get this. These men are servants of the Most High God. Are they? Yes. Follow me. Are they? Yes. Beautiful. And they have come to tell you how to be saved. Are they?
Yes.
Beautiful. So even demons is advertising Jesus. Follow this. Follow this, friends. Follow. Now, this went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated. He was furious. He was angry. He was infuriated. What nonsense. Because, see, she was saying who they are, what they are to do, but there's an undertone. I get what I'm trying to say. Stop looking for men's endorsement. May actually hinder your destiny. So, hear this, sir. So he turned and said to the demon within her, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And instantly it left her. Let's do one more verse. Thank you. Our master's hope of wealth were now shattered. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before. Do you understand? Now, what gift of the Spirit did Paul operate in? Discerning of spirit. Is it making sense, sir? Is it making sense? Discerning of spirit. And this is a lesson for those of you who are always desperate for someone to tell you what your future holds and what is happening. And that's why for me, spirituality is key for us. Bring every one of you to the realm of spiritual maturity is my priority. It's not the service group you are in. I'm not interested. If you like, don't even do any service group. Just be in church. That's my priority. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Do you understand? So, hear me, Joshua. So, they can be telling you that God has called you. Let's do this. And you just miss it full time. Full time, not part time. Full time. So do you understand? Because for them, it is easy to have an idea of what future holds for you. So don't do anything because... No, sir. Because someone is giving you counsel that you can do it. Don't listen to anybody. Sir, they may sign you for your grave. Yes. It's very important that you understand this. Let me tell you one secret that you don't know. When you make a mistake by yourself, God always gives you a second chance. When you make a mistake because of the pressure of people around you, you may not escape. I can give you 21 scriptures on that. So don't be under pressure of people. In the openness of your heart, in trying to obey God, though you didn't hear God, you took a step. God can give you a second chance. But when suddenly you are now being pressured by what people are doing or saying, you may not come out. Let me tell you the irony. Those people may have a second chance, but you'll be lost. And by then, there's nothing you can do. Are you getting me, friends? You see, I haven't said all. The Holy Spirit is available. You before you start getting too scared. The Holy Spirit is available. You hear what I said, sir?
Yes, sir?
Do you understand? He said, Jesus said, Jesus understood this. He said, it will be in you and abide with you. He's not going on break, sir. If you allow him, like I began to say from April, just allow the Holy Spirit. He knows where the bomb is. He knows where the rest is. He knows where the next trap is. He knows where your escape route is. So stop guessing. Allow him. Let him guide you. Let him help you. Give him attention. Spend time with the Holy Ghost. Leave a consciousness of him in your life. As simple as Holy Spirit, give me direction. You've just started. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a gradual process. Holy Spirit, thank you. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. You just started. You may never hear anything and you took a step. Don't worry. He will navigate you. But be conscious. Begin to allow him. I beg you, sir. I beg you. I beg you. In a logic, nobody opens his eye and enter a ditch. Nobody. But we're not talking about physical eyes. We're talking about your spiritual eyes. Your eyes must be open. He's been spiritually sensitive. Huh? Even the devil, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4, he said himself has become an angel of light. So you need to be properly sensitive. Did you show them that scripture? Please do so they can get it. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 4, please. Try it. Are you with me, somebody? You need to be properly sensitive so that you don't lose out of what God has for you. Thank you, verse 14. Thank you. Shall we read together? One to go. No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel. Rise to your feet. There's a light. In spite of the darkness that surrounds me, and the light that I see only comes alive every time I hear your word. There's a light, there's a light that I see. In spite of the darkness that surrounds me, and the light that I see only comes alive every time I hear your voice. There's a peace,
there's a peace in my soul. In spite of the crisis that's around,
and the peace,
and the peace
in my soul,
in my soul,
only comes alive,
only comes alive every time I hear your voice.
There's a joy deep within me,
deep within.
Oh, it's
fire.
That's around me, and the joy within me,
within me,
only comes alive,
comes alive every time I
know. Hey, I can't say,
I can't deny.
There's a light that I see. In spite of the darkness that's around me, and the light that I see only comes alive
every time I hear your voice.
There's a joy,
joy
that I have,
that I have.
In spite of the sorrow that surrounds me, and the joy, that I have only comes along
every time I hear your voice.
There's a peace, deep down in my soul, in spite of the crisis that surrounds me, and the peace deep within only comes alive
every time. Oh,
I can't deny, I can't deny,
I can't deny.
Oh, I declare,
oh, I declare
that nothing, that nothing. I can't pretend,
I can't pretend
not to be aware that you wanna pray, that you wanna pray, that you wanna pray, that you wanna pray, that you wanna pray. Yes, you wanna pray, yes, you wanna.
Oh, The way that cement right onto a man. Proverbs 14, 12, Proverbs 16, 25. But the end thereof are the ways of death. So it's obvious that we can be in trouble if we're not guided by the Holy Ghost. And that's why the scripture said, it is not a man. Show them that scripture in Jeremiah. Well, I've shown you that 3 weeks ago. It's not a man that walketh to direct his steps. That is, the best of men don't have the capacity to make destiny decisions. He's not talking about physical steps. He's talking about destiny steps, destiny judgments and decisions. Play with that scripture for us so we can pray. Because he said, covet earnestly the best gift. The gift of revelation has been exposed. So Lord, show me where I am now. Show me the step to take. Show me the step that lies ahead of me. And show me the danger, the things I must avoid, the pits I must avoid, the mistake I must not do. Are you with me, somebody? Here, NLT, the New Living Bible said, I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our own course. Bible in Basic English said, oh Lord, I am conscious that a man's way is not in himself. Man has no power of guiding his steps. I know, God, that mere mortals can't run their own lives, that men and women don't have what it takes to take charge of life. I know, Lord, that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Can you amplify it and let's stay on that probably? Thank you. Oh, Lord, as Jeremiah pleading, I know that the determination of the way of a man, the determination, I've made up my mind. Don't make up your mind, sir. Except God told you. It's not in himself. It is not in man. Even in a strong man and in a man that is at his best, to direct his own steps. Holy Spirit, reveal things to me. Reveal the way to go. Reveal the steps to take. Lift up your voice. First of all, go ahead. Let's thank the Holy Spirit. Thank the Holy Spirit for his word. Thank the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Go ahead and do it with every intensity, my brother and sister. Go ahead and do it with every strength within you. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Thank him. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Now go ahead. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Return the amplified version. Holy Spirit, help me. Go ahead and ask the Holy Spirit to direct you. Pray scriptural prayer. Put your name inside. I know my determination cannot determine where I must go. Because before the foundation of the earth, my destiny had been settled. Holy Ghost, you are the custodian of my destiny. It is not in me, even at my best of times, now my best state, to determine what must be concerning me. Holy Spirit, I depend on you. 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 Reveal things to me. Open me up. Expose me to the things I need to know. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to take wrong step. I don't want to assume. I don't want to, Lord. Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me continually by your mercy, by your holiness, by your love. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. I don't want to miss it, Holy Spirit. I admit that I'm nothing without you. I begin to pay attention to your guidance and your leading and your help in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I look unto you. I look unto you. I look unto you. I look unto you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help. In Jesus' precious name, before I pray for every one of you, I need to pray for someone there who needs to be saved. If you're here, under the sound of my voice, you don't know Jesus, please do it. Or probably you knew him some times ago, you were saved, but you went away. It's time to come back. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling you to come back home so that you won't lose your place in him. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, you're not born again. You need to make this prayer right now. Place your right hand on your chest and I'll pray for anyone that ought to be born again. Say, Lord Jesus, this morning I surrender all to you. Son of God, forgive me. Have mercy on me. I confess that you are the Lord of my life and I believe that you died for me. Therefore, Jesus, by faith, I am saved. By grace, I am redeemed. Thank you for this opportunity to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Place your two hands on your chest, everybody, right now. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, you will not miss it. Amen. The Holy Spirit will guide you continually. Amen. I ask for the powering of your spiritual sensitivity. Amen. Receive it now. Amen. In the day of calamity and trouble, there will be so much signal that you will be exempted from every evil in the name of Jesus. Amen. This day, the gifts of the Spirit, that is word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the sign of spirit, you begin to operate in them in diversities. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, you won't be misguided. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, you won't suffer shame. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, you won't suffer concern. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, so shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' precious name, amen, it is done. Amen. You know, just the thought of it, sir. If you check when Jesus was introducing the Holy Spirit, I've told you the law of first mention. The first time Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, they were all about being guided. Should we look at it together smartly? Eh? Without even sitting down. Where? John chapter 14 first. 14. Good. Is that okay? Now, flow. So he was telling them, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. He's going to do this. Then go to verse 16 now. Is that okay? Yeah? So, I pray the Father, he'll give another hospital, and he'll abide with you forever. The world cannot receive him, because he's... And then we'll go to verse 26 now. Hear this. Go. Verse 26. Now, follow this. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you how many things?
All things.
He's just being guided. He will teach you all things. He will bring how many things to your remembrance? All things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, so go to verse chapter 16 and then verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will do what, sir? Guide you. It's all about revelation. Did you notice something, my brothers and sisters? When Jesus was introducing the Holy Spirit for the first time, he was not introducing any power. That's why the church has missed it. Power, power, power. It's good. But do you understand? There's a dimension with the Holy Spirit whereby you become a custodian of everything that you need to know. He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself. Whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will show you things to come. Are you with me? This week shall be the beginning of a journey that you will never regret again. Amen. This week, the Holy Spirit shall be so real to you. Amen. You will do well. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, the steps you will take by the leading of the Spirit this week will cause you to recover your wasted years. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, so shall it be. God bless you. Please, you may be seated. Shall we thank you for today's service? Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for today's service. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for these precious people, God. Thank you because you are going with them and leading them all through this week, making Monday the reality of what you talked about. Thank you because their joy shall be full. Thank you because they will not regret. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing a new work in their lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I long to sing your praises.
Lord, I long to sing your praises.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you reign in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save me.
I'm so glad you came to save me.
Joy, Lord, I lift your name. Your life this week, it will be too good to be true. That's what I heard just now. I said, too good to be true. Too good to be true. I say it again as a servant, the Lord will do things in your life this week. They will be too good to be true. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Most High. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' precious name. All the best from God to you, and Christ be yours.
We believe you took notes of the key lessons in this audio resource material, and much more, you are ready to take steps in line with all you just heard. It will delight us to be a part of your growth process. Worship with us at the Ecclesia Embassy, Guzape Asokoro Extension, Abuja, or reach out to us today on 080-3400-7867 or 090-600-9500. You can also find and join our online community at Ecclesia Embassy on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.